Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. The government has extended the cutoff date to exercise choice for Unified Pension Scheme UPS by 2 months till 30th of November this year for eligible existing employees, past retirees, and legally wedded spouses of the deceased past retirees. Earlier, the last date was September 30th. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has extended warm greetings on the occasion of Durga Puja and Dashera. In a post, Chief Minister Rio expressed hope that the celebration of the triumph of good over evil inspire all to uphold truth, justice and harmony in our lives. Mr. Rio wished everyone happiness, peace and prosperity. The Kohima District Legal Services Authority, DLSA, yesterday launched a 2-day special Aadhaar registration drive under the Sathi initiative. Launching the drive at the District Court Complex Kohima, Nico Akami, Member Secretary of the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, emphasized that the campaign, launched earlier this year, aims to provide legal identities such as Aadhaar cards to destitute children and connect them with essential services like education, healthcare and welfare schemes, thereby restoring their dignity. He encouraged the Kohima DLSA to extend the campaign to seminar as well, enabling the most vulnerable individuals to benefit from the initiative free of cost. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, B. Henok Bucham, highlighted the importance of Aadhaar in accessing government benefits, including the Chief Minister's health insurance scheme. He urged the KDLSA to conduct legal awareness programs not only to inform people of their rights, but also to emphasize their duties and responsibilities as citizens. Around 220 beneficiaries availed the services on the first day of the campaign. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has showcased India's G20 success, amplifying the voice of the Global South and strengthening India's global leadership. We have a report.
Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has emerged as a formidable global leader. India's presidency of the G20 in 2023 amplified the importance of the Global South and delivered concrete outcomes, including the membership of the African Union in the grouping and the launch of the Global Biofuels Alliance. The presidency's theme, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, reflected India's civilizational ethos and desire for global cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's presidency provided a voice to all the small nations who received an immense platform to represent their collective interest.
भारत ने G20 शिखर सम्मेलन का सफल आयोजन किया। सफल G20 140 करोड़ भारतीयों के परिश्रम का परिणाम है। G20 की एक और बड़ी सफलता रही है जिन छोटे-छोटे देशों की आवाज वैश्विक मंचों तक नहीं पहुंच पाती थी उनको पहली बार G20 में इतनी बड़ी भागीदारी मिली है जो वंचित है उसे वरीयता देना यही आज के भारत की प्राथमिकता है
Apart from giving voice to the Global South, India's G20 presidency was also instrumental in showcasing our cultural heritage to the world by holding the meetings across the country.
In order to provide major relief to consumers, the GST Council has reduced the tax rate on air conditioners and dishwashers from 28% to 18%. This important step will ease the financial strain on middle-class families by increasing the affordability for them. In addition, lowering the GST rate on dishwashers will make them more affordable for households, improving ease of living and driving adoption. Similarly, cut down of tax on television and non-TV monitors has been slashed to 18% from the previously taxed 28%. The Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, NSCPCR, in collaboration with the District Child Protection Unit, Chumukedima, organized a one-day awareness program on child rights and child protection at the DC Conference Hall yesterday. Deputy Commissioner of Chumukedima, Paulin John, in his address, emphasized the importance of public awareness in combating rising cases of child exploitation, particularly in Dimapur and Chumukedima. He stated that while government mechanisms like juvenile boards and child rights commissions are in place, community participation is crucial in ensuring the protection and well-being of children. And the health center, Nagaland University, Lumami, yesterday conducted the Swasth Nari Sashak Parivar Abhiyan at Lumami with the objective of promoting health and well-being of women and children. Services provided during the camp included general health checkups, screening for non-communicable diseases and anemia, basic laboratory tests, including random blood sugar, HIV and free medicines. Awareness sessions on oral health, nutrition, menstrual hygiene, immunization were also conducted during the camp. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.